Well, Christmas is very nearly upon us. My little boys tell me it's three more sleeps until the big day. I wonder what you're hoping for this Christmas. Now, it has to be said, I think there are three types of presents no one wants. Three types of presents no one wants. The first one is this is not what I was hoping for present. My dear wife one year presented me with a beautiful big box. I got very excited. I was thinking surround sound system. And I opened it, and it was a lawnmower. Now, it was a nice lawnmower, but for me, lawnmowers are not presents. They're just functional things one has to buy to get a job done. Next year, I bought her a Hoover. We're now quits. The next type of present no one wants is the one that is less than you expected present. Now, no one ever wants to admit to this one because we all know that the right response is to be happy with what you get, grateful for whatever you receive, and of course that is right, children. But come on, who's not been disappointed on Christmas morning when you got less than you expected? And if my wife on Christmas Day gave me as my only present a mug with pictures of my children on, between you and me, I'd be a little bit disappointed. I mean, don't get me wrong, it'd be lovely. Who doesn't want to drink their coffee with pictures of your children looking at you as you do? But there's a reason we send them to school. So I'd be expecting a little bit more on that day. Something a little bit more substantial. I don't know, off the top of my head, something like, you know, the box set of Big Bang Theory, or, I mean, if you really wanted to go for an iPhone 5. Just some ideas, darling. But the last type of present no one wants is the it has no relevance. In other words, the person could not be bothered to think about what to buy you. So they gave you either what they liked, not caring that you would not, or they re-gifted you. The technical term for when you've been given something you did not like and you passed it on. The candle set that your brother gave you, Downton Abbey DVDs would kind of fall into that category. Surely no one buys them. Three types of presents no one wants. Not what you've been hoping for, less than you expected, not relevant. Thankfully, though, God is not like that when he gives presents. You see, on the night that Jesus was born, there were some shepherds on the hills outside Jerusalem. They were looking after their sheep. It was very dark. It was very quiet. And then all of a sudden, God surprised the shepherds. A bright light shone in the night sky. And an angel made a big announcement to the shepherds. We just read it, but I want us to look at just one verse, the announcement. And it says this: today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. In the announcement, the angel told the shepherds three things about the baby Jesus, the greatest present ever. The first was, it's just what we were hoping for. The first thing the angel told them was that this baby was just what they were hoping for. It's the present that you really wanted. It's the present that you've been waiting for all year. The present that you had written on every list. It's the present that you dropped hint after hint about. It's the year you got the big track. It was the year you got Skeletrix, or the AT-AT, or the Millennium Falcon, or Woody, or Buzz, or Barbie. It was the year when you opened the present and your heart leapt for joy. It was exactly what you wanted. It was the necklace. It was the precise outfit. It was just what you had been waiting for, hoping for, longing for. And when the angel told the shepherds that Jesus was the Christ, the shepherds realized that Jesus was just what everyone was hoping for, what everyone had been waiting for, longing for. Everyone had been looking forward to a time when God would send his special king. That's what the name Christ means. That Jesus is the special king that God has promised to run everything. That who the one who would come and restore that which was broken, who would come to make things new, to restore things to how they were meant to be. See, since the moment Adam and Eve, as we heard in one of our readings, that moment Adam and Eve turned their backs on God, that moment they disobeyed God's command, that moment they sought to be the ruler and the king of their own lives, that moment they usurped God as the rightful reign over their lives as creator, the moment they started doing things their way, not God's way. From that moment, things have not been as they should have been. And so we live in a world that is far from how God created it. A world with pain. A world with suffering. A world with death. A world with broken relationships. Broken relationships not just between ourselves, but broken relationships between us and God. A broken relationship with far worse consequences. And since that day, the people of God have been waiting. Waiting for the one God had promised, his special king. The one who would be born in Bethlehem, the town of David. The one who would one day make all things new. Who would make it possible for us to relate with God once more. And so when those angels declared to the shepherds, today in the town of David, the Christ is born. It was just what the shepherds had been hoping for, waiting for. God's special king had arrived. And he had arrived in the very town that God had said hundreds of years before it would. This one to be born was exactly who the shepherds were hoping for. It's great when we get a present. That's just what we're hoping for. And Jesus is just that. But secondly, it's more than we were expecting. The second thing that the angel told the shepherds was this baby was more than they were expecting. I love it on Christmas Day when you get a present that you just were not expecting. You open a card and it's from Great Aunt Betty. Dear Mark, Happy Christmas. Hope that you have a terrific day with your beautiful wife and gorgeous children. Lots of love, Great Aunt Betty. And you close it and you think, oh, sweet old Aunt Betty. And as you close it, you spot attached to the back a £20 note. Great Aunt Betty has never sent a present before. You'd not spoken to her in ages, let alone seen her. But this year she gives you 20 quid. Fantastic. It was more than you were expecting. And when the angels told the shepherds that Jesus was the Lord, the shepherds realized that Jesus was more than everyone was expecting. Everyone knew that God would one day send a special king. But they had not realized that he was going to be God's son. That Jesus isn't just a king, he's God. You see, the term Lord was only ever used in the Old Testament to describe God. And so when the angels, before these shepherds, describe Jesus as Lord, they're using the same title, as it were, for Jesus as would have been used to describe God. And the shepherds hearing that would have known what that it meant. That this one who was born was not just a king, but God himself. And that was far more than they were ever expecting. God himself had come. Jesus is both fully man and he's fully God. He's Emmanuel. He's God with us. And that is a unique claim amongst all the religions of the world. I mean, all the other world religions have their special prophets and leaders, Muhammad and Buddha and Guru Granth Sahib and the Dalai Lama, but none of these claim to be God. Or did the things that God alone could do. But the angels declare, and Jesus would reveal, that this child to be born was God himself. And so at Christmas, Christians are not just celebrating the birth of another prophet or another great teacher, although, of course, Jesus was both those things. No, we're celebrating the arrival of God himself in our world. And that is far more than we and the shepherds were expecting. It's great when we get a present. That's just what we're hoping for. And it's more than we were expecting. And Jesus is just that. But thirdly, it's just what we need. See, the third thing that the angel told the shepherds was that the baby was just what they needed. It's the present that you often get from your wife or mother, that you know, the present you had not thought about but you need it. The warm hat because you don't have one. And you're always complaining about your ears being cold on winter days. It's the pair of slippers you'd never buy for yourself, but your feet are always cold. It's the book that you refuse to buy that teaches you how to fix the car, do DIY, bake the cake, but you're too proud to buy. It's the book you need. It's the present that will bring relief or comfort or help. And when the angels told the shepherds that Jesus was the Savior, the shepherds realized that Jesus was just what everyone needed. Everyone knew that we needed someone to save us so that we could be friends with God. We can't save ourselves. We need someone to do it for us. And Jesus is the Savior that God has sent us. But to save us from what? My life is fine. I have all I need. I have good friends, a loving family, a nice home, plenty of money. I'm a nice person. What could I possibly need saving from? Maybe you're thinking, no, I know exactly what I need saving from. My broken marriage, unemployment, benefits, my anger, my addiction, sickness, cancer. I need saving to a better life. But when the shepherds heard the Savior had arrived, they were not thinking in either of these categories. I mean, even though back then shepherds were despised and outcast, ostracized, poor, lived in the harshest of conditions, they faced death nightly from wild and dangerous animals. But in spite of all that, they were not thinking, great, here is one to save me from my life as a shepherd. Save me from my harsh and painful life. But even if their life had not been harsh and rather had been plentiful with good friends, a nice home and plenty of money and all they needed, and they'd been, hey, nice people, they still would have thought, I need saving. You see, when the angel said Savior, the shepherds thought salvation in relation to God. They knew they needed to be saved to be friends with God. They knew that everyone needed to be saved to be friends with God. For they knew from the moment Adam and Eve turned their backs on God, from that moment Adam and Eve disobeyed God's command and sought to be the rulers, the kings of their own lives, usurping God and his rightful reign over their lives as creator, at the moment they started doing things their way, not God's way, that moment that things have not been as they should have been, the shepherds knew far more significantly. They knew that because of that, we all face God's punishment for their rebellion. For the shepherds knew it was not just Adam and Eve who had disobeyed and cast God aside, but that they had behaved just as Adam and Eve had. That they had turned their backs on God, that they had disobeyed the Creator, that they had usurped His rightful reign and rule over their lives, that they were living their way with no reference to God. In fact, the Bible makes it clear, we've all have done that. Rich, poor, the seeming good, the certain bad. All have behaved just like Adam and Eve. All have behaved just like the shepherds. All have rejected God. And the shepherds knew that the punishment for this was death. Oh, not just physical death at the end of a long life, but a spiritual death, an eternal separation from God, what the Bible calls hell. And so when the shepherds heard Savior, they heard one who would save them from death spiritually. They heard one who would save them from the punishment that they deserved rightly for rejecting God. They heard of one who would rescue them and bring them back to a right relationship with God. They heard one who would save them from hell and bring them to heaven. They heard Savior in that context. Jesus was just what they needed. Jesus is just what we all need. It's great when we get a present. That's just what we're hoping for. And it's more than we're expecting. And it's just what we need. And Jesus is just that. I'm sure we're going to get some great presents this week. But God has already given us the best present we could ever get. Because He gave us His Son, the baby Jesus. He gave us the Christ, the special King, who came to rule us and take care of everything. He gave us the Lord, who's not just a person like me, but He's God as well. He gave us a Savior, the one who came to save us so that we could be friends with God. But like all presents, you have to accept them. You have to say yes, please, and thank you. Will you accept the greatest present ever this year? Will you pray and ask Jesus to be your Savior, your Lord, your King? Or will you return it this Christmas? Possibly even re-gift it, thinking it's a gift for someone else, not me. The angels, the shepherds, God thought this was the gift we all needed. Why not accept it this year?